The DA today submitted a petition to Parliament calling for urgent intervention in the 100-day-long Tswayin water crisis. The taps run dry in the communities of Delarewo, the RDP, Matselapat, and Sentimule. The Nakamudiri Mulema District Municipality and Tswayin Local Municipality has been unable and unwilling to ensure the supply of clean and safe water to residents in this town. Our petition has been signed by 483 affected residents. Only a single borehole out of 14 is operational and is expected to supply water to more than 40,000 residents in Tswayin. The Gaisdorp pipeline project, completed in 2014 by the Nakamudiri Mulema District Municipality, was intended to provide water to the Delarewo Reservoir for many years. But unfortunately, the pipeline is subjected to continuous bursts and leaks due to poor workmanship. The DA and residents reported leakages along this pipeline to both the Nakamudiri Mulema and Tswayin municipalities daily, but there is no capacity by either municipality to respond effectively to maintain and repair this pipeline. We have again written to Nakamudiri Mulema Executive Mayor Councillor Kumalo Mulefe and the Municipal Manager Alan Lusaba, requesting immediate intervention to repair the leaks and to restore water supply to residents. The current leak is so bad that it has flooded a farmer's field, contaminating the field with calcium hydroxide. We were informed by the Nakamudiri Mulema District Municipality that they suffer from equipment shortages and do not have the required piping or clamps to bring the repairs needed. The inability of both the Nakamudiri Mulema and Tswayin municipalities to supply clean water to residents is a violation of the constitutional right to enjoy access to clean and safe water, which is a basic human need. We will also report this matter to the South African Human Rights Commission. We now look to Parliament for assistance to force a national intervention to bring permanent solution to this crisis the ANC in government has engineered.